Fergus, Fair F.A., Your Honest, Sansi Face, Great Chieftain o' the Puddin' Race. Abunema, ye talk your place, Painch, Tripe, or Therm. Weel are ye worthy o' a grace as langs my arm. These are the opening lines of Scottish poet Robbie Burns' widely known work address to a haggis. The legend is that Burns came up with this poem on the spot when he was at a wealthy merchant's house and people were turning their noses up at the dish. Burns on the spot wrote this poem about the fabulousness of haggis and how only the Scots can eat it because they're the strong people, they're the ones that can take it, said Peter Hummel, chair of the Guelph Pipe Band's Robbie Burns Committee. Although this story might be hard to verify, it is now spoken at homes around the world before cutting into a haggis for a traditional Burns supper, often held around Robbie Burns Day on January 25. But what goes into the dish that people are eating with their neeps and tatties? Basically, it's the equivalent of the Scottish brown bag lunch, wrapped in a stomach lining, Hummel said. Derek Roberts, co-owner of Freyberts in Fergus, explained it is essentially a forcemeat made traditionally with lamb offal, or organ meat. So you're looking at liver, heart and kidney, Roberts said. Some traditional recipes will actually add the lungs. Roberts explained making a haggis involves boiling the organs, cooling and then grinding them. This mixture is mixed with oats, fat and spices, which are often allspice, salt and black pepper. Robert said traditionally this would be stuffed into a sheep's stomach but this is hard to get and, in some cases, illegal to sell. I think it's because they say they're really hard to clean, Robert said. So what they typically use now is something called a beef bung, or it's like beef intestines. Robert said it's hard to source the organ meats to make large batches because a lot of lamb farmers aren't large producers. When I do a batch I'm looking at almost 25 to 30 pounds of liver, heart and kidney to do a huge batch, Robert said, adding it is also a time-consuming process. Robert said the key to a good haggis is to get the seasoning right, use fresh ingredients and to poach it in lamb or beef stock instead of water. Like a lot of people, Freyberts co-owner Jackie Fraser said despite her proud Scottish heritage she was a bit intimidated by the ingredients. We actually went to Scotland about 5 years ago on holiday and I tried it there and it was delicious, Fraser said. I have had the stuff that we get in here and it's good too. So it sounds scary when you listen to the ingredients but if it's made well and it has a nice whiskey cream sauce it can be very delicious. Hummel said he has had all different kinds of haggis and he loves it, even making haggis macaroni and cheese with leftovers from burn suppers. Every culture has a form of this and it's all the stuff that you don't think of using up, Hummel said. Back in the day, nothing went to waste, right? It's basically the poor man's meal, you can feed a lot of people with it.